Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean weekly news items you may have missed for the week ending May 15th, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Jamaican government proposes budget cuts due to COVID-19 expenses. The Jamaican government has proposed making serious cuts to the national budget to address an $81 billion hole in revenues due to COVID-19. According to Finance Minister Dr. Nigel Clark, the coronavirus pandemic is devastating Jamaica's economy and various initiatives will be reduced or eliminated for fiscal year 2021. The Student Loan Bureau is one of the first agencies to be targeted in the reduced budget plan. Government must prepare for arrival of 1,000 cruise ship workers. Fritz Jackson, Jamaica's opposition spokesperson on national security, has called for the government to develop adequate plans for addressing the arrival of over 1,000 Jamaican cruise ship workers who are slated to return to the island on May 17, 2020. Sufficient planning is required to avoid potential health risks and chaos that could result if appropriate protocols are not put in place and followed, Jackson said. He's concerned about bringing the workers back into the country safely in the light of the COVID-19 pandemic. This week's Caribbean news. Aruba plans to reopen borders. The Dutch Caribbean island of Aruba is set to reopen its borders. According to a government announcement, Aruba will tentatively reopen its borders for inbound travel. The date of the proposed reopening will be between June 15th and July 1st of 2020. However, the date could change if the government decides to impose additional precautions. The decision to reopen will not go forward without serious consideration, as the health of Aruba's residents is of utmost importance.
It's time you started hydrating right with Grace Coconut Water. It's a refreshing wave of cool hydration in every sip. No sugar added. Grab one today and drink in the benefits. Hydrate right with Grace Coconut Water.
Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. Jamaican student pilot dies in South Florida plane crash. Jamaican student pilot Mark Scott, 25, died in a plane crash in Miramar, Florida, and his death is mourned by the entire community. The plane, a Piper PA-34 aircraft, went down at about 9 a.m. on May the 12th, 2020, and burst into flames. Scott was a resident of Miramar and a student at the Wayman Aviation Flight School of Miami. His instructor, Andre Bastidas, remains hospitalized. Scott was nearly finished with the training course and was considered an advanced student. Scott attended Woolmers Boys High School and the Caribbean Aviation Training Center in Jamaica. This week's business news. Parent of Flow Jamaica promises not to disconnect customers. The parent firm of the telecommunications company Flow, Liberty Latin America, has indicated that it will retain current prices and not disconnect its customers for late payments during the COVID-19 pandemic situation for now. The policy has been put in place in response to pleas from governments for telecom firms to be lenient on customers who must work from home due to stay-in-place orders arising from the coronavirus pandemic. This week's arts and entertainment news. Singers Richie Stevens and Omi join on Don't Stop. Two singers of different generations have joined together on the song Don't Stop. Richie Stevens and Omi released the feel-good song on May the 11th, 2020, along with an energetic music video made in Jamaica. Stevens, who has a 30-year career in the music industry, was happy to collaborate with a younger partner. He believes the song is the right combination for the duo. Now for this week's sports news. Danielle Williams ends her 2020 season. Jamaican sprint hurdler Danielle Williams has decided not to participate in the 2020 condensed version of the Diamond League if it is held. Williams is the only defending champion from the 2019 event. She has medaled in two world championships and is based in South Carolina. Her decision to end the season was prompted by her inability to prepare appropriately for competitions at world-class events. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TonitUpRadio.com, on Saturday mornings from 11 a.m. until midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.